the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. In each episode of the show, we shine a spotlight on the women who are making strides and changing lives. Hello, and welcome to the Truly Amazing Women Show. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, your host. We are here today with Andrea Allen, a serial entrepreneur, consultant, trainer, clarity coach, and yoga instructor. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Thank you, Hope. I'm so happy to be here.
We're happy to be here, too, especially since we're in a different time zone. You are on the West Coast, and we're here in Washington, D.C. But before we launch into our Q&A, here's a little background about this truly amazing woman. She infuses her years of yoga into how she connects, creates, and does business. Andrea is the creator of projects that include Yogify Your Business, Inspire Me to Be, Kids Musical Yoga, and she's the founder of Listen to the Leaders, where top leaders share their messages so the world can listen on her podcast network. When she's not connecting people to others, their businesses, and their inner self, she is traveling, baking healthy cookies with her kids, and dreaming up her next adventure. So that is quite the career and the life. So let's get started. First, tell us about your project, Yogify Your Business.
Yes. So Hope, this project has been one I've been thinking about for years because, like you know so well, since you're a yogi yourself, that when yoga is such a deep-rooted part of who you really are, it comes through in everything that you do. And so the more I've been really articulating to others through my coaching and instructing all about, you know, the parallels between yoga and business, it has just been an everyday conversation for me. And so I was so excited to put a event together where I've been talking with entrepreneurs all over in regards to how they are specifically, you know, really applying these yoga principles into their business. And it has really been an amazing adventure. I've had the opportunity to really discover new, you know, people I haven't even realized or have known who are doing out in their businesses and in the world. I was able to chat with Waylon Lewis from Elephant Journal, and Russ Whitney, Lynn Serafin, Gina Gambolini, Oscar Kneppers. Now, he is known in Holland as one of the most successful serial entrepreneurs, and he is a devout yogi. He actually helps launch new startups. His company is called Rockstart, and he offers, so he helps all these entrepreneurs, right? And he actually offers yoga in the mornings, and he completely teaches all these startup companies and entrepreneurs how to really connect inward and let yoga be that foundation for creativity and what they're really creating and putting out in the world. So for me, this Yoga Fire Business project has just been so exciting and such an honor to really even connect with all these amazing people and really being able to share this message out in the world to all the business owners, you know, listening, that, you know, the more that they connect inward, that the more they're connecting with their businesses and that authenticity, you know. So I just got off one of my interviews earlier this morning, and every person I talked to, and, you know, Hope, I got the opportunity to chat with you, because everyone has these unique personal experiences with their yoga practice and then their own unique businesses that they've created and how they've, you know, make these analogies and these connections and these deep experiences. You know, like one might be talking about how they truly had to, in order to grow, like they found their business was growing so quickly, but in their yoga practice they had an experience where, you know, they were holding so tightly into like a specific way that they were doing their practice, and they realized, you know, letting go was the answer to really grow and to move forward in their yoga practice. And then they applied that into their business and saw in their businesses where they were really holding on, you know, instead of delegating or to letting go of certain ideas of what's going to work and truly opening up. So again, just that's one example of different ways of people really connecting to this idea of yoga and business together.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in yoga and how you yogify your business.
Yeah, so let's see. I had always loved movement. I was a dancer and a runner, but I did a couple of yoga videos in college on VHS, but I went and got married. I was engaged after 10 days of meeting my husband, and we were married 2 months later, living across. I was a West Coast girl. I was living, had moved back to East, starting a new job, so a lot of, you know, crazy changes, but I went to my first yoga class, and I walked into the room with my husband. He's like, whoa, like, how are you feeling? And the words are just so clearly in my mind. All I could say was, I feel beautiful. And he's like, huh? I'm like, I feel beautiful. And I'm sure I didn't look so beautiful because I had just done this very powerful Ashtanga-based hour, almost two-hour class. But inside, I was truly connected with who I really was. You know, I mean, I really believe that divine being inside of me. I was so connected of, you know, who I was. And, you know, that changed my course of what I was marketing for a large wholesaler financial product. And, you know, it took me a while to kind of make that transition where I kind of gave that up and went to yoga studios and started doing marketing for yoga studios in Arizona and went through my teacher training. And at that point, I was just had to live and breathe yoga. And, you know, at that point, yoga to the world was not, it was starting to be really accepted, but I just couldn't tell, you know, stop telling and sharing what yoga was. And after that, it was just part of my life. So with my journey through my years of being pregnant and connecting yoga with seniors, that was a big part of my life. And then when my daughter was a year, I was doing my yoga practice, and I saw that she was breathing in sync with me and trying to move into downward facing dog. And I thought, oh my goodness, these children, you know, she would get upset and I would say, take a deep breath in and let it out. And she would do it. And it would totally reset her from her little temper tantrums. And so I had this idea. My husband was a musician writing music at the time. And, you know, we thought, oh, kids musical yoga, that's what we really wanted to create. So we went on our journey of creating original songs through these little yoga poses, and imagination was a strong principle for me in regards to kids just need to really use their imagination. So I was Fairy Princess Andriana, my husband was my musical helper, and we toured around and taught kids musical yoga. We ended up creating a couple DVDs, Let's Go to the Jungle, Let's Go to the Ocean. And so that was our journey for a while. And then, you know, I just continued through my life and all that I was doing and the different opportunities of infusing yoga, getting back into, you know, changing course. And I was changing course into real estate. I was training real estate agents, you know, I just continued along my path, but everything was infused with these principles of yoga in my life.
Oh, amazing. How old is your daughter now?
She's almost 12.
And does she still do yoga?
You know, I have been teaching in the classroom with her, and my son is almost 7 now. So I have been, you know, teaching yoga in her classroom, you know, all along. So she's in 6th grade now, and she kind of asked me, Mom, I'm not sure I really want you to come and do yoga with my classroom anymore. But absolutely. So yoga has all along the way, you know, kids and yoga. I am so passionate still about, you know, these kids, the idea of focusing, you know, focusing their eyes and allowing themselves to be still. You know, I watch my daughter in the anxieties and the frustrations that she has as a young child, and the principles that she can use to calm herself and center herself, to focus on her schoolwork. And, you know, they're just such a powerful foundation. I remember that too when I took my first yoga class, in laying in Shavasana and thinking, I have this forever. Like, I have this tool now forever, and no one can take it away. There's nothing that can take it away, that I can have the tools to come back and find this place inside of me no matter what is happening. And I think, you know, our journeys of life and all the hardships and things that go wrong, and I think to know that we have those, that to come into, and that spirituality to plug into, and that practice is just so powerful. And to give that to a child to have their whole life is, you know, such a gift.
And what do you think it is about yoga that is so powerful? Is it connecting your mind and your body? I feel like so often I'm walking around just in my head. I'll forget to go to the bathroom or eat or something where I'm just not functioning as a human.
You've experienced that, and we've shared that together. But it is, you know, life is tough in regards to all the distractions around us. We're living in this, you know, the technological age, and the speed of life is just so quick. And even for the kids, you know, you think about how it used to be. I mean, even for me growing up in a little, you know, acres in Idaho compared to what my kids are living with in Southern California, you know, the, just the pace and the pressure and the responsibility and the distractions are always around us. And so for me, yoga is that place where becoming aware of our bodies, of where we're holding our tension, and all, you know, that awareness, becoming aware of the minds and the mind and the thoughts, the chatter, the negative thoughts that we might allow in there of we're not good enough or it's not enough, where, and then how that affects the spirit of really being able to see clearly who we are, our potential, and, you know, and being able to connect with someone else on that level, to be able to see who they are, you know, that amazing being, that place inside of me, that them, that highest place, and making that connection with a human being on that level. So, you know, in yoga we teach, I mean, yoga actually means that, you know, connection to yoke, to come together. So that when we actually have that awareness in our bodies, we have that awareness in our minds, and then we are aware of that, you know, place inside of us, that's that coming together. And I think when we, you know, in business we talk about, it's about connection. So if we're not truly able to see who we are, whether it's, you know, our own place or even that connection in the business, then how can we connect with someone else? But, you know, in yoga we teach it's through the breath that we are able to truly make that connection. And, you know, with the kids, I teach these little songs about take a deep breath in, slowly let it out, you know, because that's, you know, we need that breath in order to still our minds and to still our bodies and to be able to make that connection. So that's, it's through the breath. And even if, like, we took a breath together right here, so everyone just take a moment and take a deep inhale together, and slowly letting the air out with that one single breath, barely a moment, we're able to, like you said, just center ourselves, you know, into our bodies, into our hearts and our minds. It's so powerful.
It is so incredibly powerful. And also powerful is your Listen to the Leaders portal. So tell us a little bit about how you got from yogifying your business to creating Listen to the Leaders.
So Listen to the Leaders, you know, I talk about connection and coming together. And so Listen to Leaders for me was just, you know, I'm in these circles of entrepreneurs who are working, you know, I see them working so hard to really share their message to, you know, they've been called, they're connected to their purpose, whether it be about relationships or parenting or their body's health and, you know, spiritual messages, whatever it is, they've connected with this purpose for them to share their messages. And, you know, being around them all, they're creating these events, they're creating programs and radio shows, and all this content is out there, and just like you, Hope, of trying to, you know, create this community, this connection of helping each other to share these messages. And so Listen to the Leaders was It's actually brand new. It just launched this year in January of 2014, of a portal or a way to really create a space to highlight these leaders that are putting their messages out in the world, some of their events and their radio shows, and creating an interview series, podcasts, where, you know, those who want to listen can come to one place and really spend less time trying to Google, because I think we can get so lost in trying to really find and search what we need, and kind of create this place where, you know, those searching for the information or the ideas, the inspiration to live their life to the fullest. This is, you know, in my mind, and my desire to create this community in this place where those leaders can share their messages and those seeking more information can come and listen easily.
Sounds great. And I love that, you know, on the Incandescent Radio Network, where the Truly Amazing Women show is hosted, we do interviews with and create content for our clients. And I love that we can now have another portal out there where we're spreading our message. So thank you for creating that. That is really exciting. And hopefully 4 of our shows at least will be on your network. So that's something we'll look forward to.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, even in my creation of Yogify Your Business is, you know, finding each other and finding people who are out there working towards similar, you know, ideas or, you know, projects, things where we can come together, because that's the power of really connecting, is when we can help each other, just like you and I finding something similar that we connect with in yoga and how we do business, and then being able to share and support each other in what we're doing. So I'm so pleased that we are able to connect in that way.
Me too, absolutely. And you're also a coach. Tell us about that part of your business.
Yeah, so the coaching kind of is stemming from, you know, my years of working and training and teaching yoga. Again, I've been in kind of all over the board in regards to, you know, anywhere from software and financial products and marketing, yoga studios and real estate agents, training them. And so coaching is really about me connecting with people and helping them, you know, to really get what they need to live the life that they want. So I really kind of tuned into health coaching first. I was kind of coined as the positive accountability coach in regards to really helping people flip into that mindset of, you know, keeping them, because I think so many people know what they need to do with their bodies, in regards to, oh, I should be eating this, I should be exercising, you know, they have that knowledge. But, you know, it's so much about community and having someone to be next to you, cheering for you and helping you flip into that positive mindset of, you know, connecting yourself to, wait, this is why I don't want to eat that piece of cake, because I really, you know, want to feel good and have the energy for my kids and be able to grow the business, but I can't if I'm totally, you know, always feeling bad and not good in my body. So, you know, connecting people to that vision, you know, in their bodies, and then holding them accountable for the actions that they wanted to take, and trying to be that inspiration, helping people along that journey. And from there, you know, even within yoga, as a yoga teacher, I have so many people walk in the door being like, oh, you know, my chiropractor or my doctor told me this is going to be good for my body. And so they walk in the door trying to connect with their bodies and creating that space in their bodies to feel good. And then it's, you know, so interesting how once you start to feel good in your body and connect and bring that awareness into the body, then all of a sudden it's going to connect to the mindset, into, wow, my relationships are so much better now that I'm connecting with my body, or, wow, you know, my business, this is, or I believe in myself now, so I actually realize that I don't want to be doing this 9-to-5 job. I actually feel empowered and believe in myself that I can do something bigger or different. And so when they've connected with their bodies, I've just kind of evolved now into, I created this Live In It program where, you know, it might be encompassing bodies, it might be, you know, relationships, but all of a sudden it's kind of started to move into businesses and working with a lot of people in regards to growing their businesses, which as a serial entrepreneur, I realize more and more this is my, you know, health is my passion. All of it's my passion, but, you know, I love creating and helping to grow businesses. So all of a sudden I'm working with more and more people in regards to growing their businesses and marketing their businesses and, you know, that kind of aspect of mindset and ideas. And then I've even more specifically, as I've grown in the circles of, you know, more grounded businesses, really helping people create clarity in their content. So people have been really working with people who are trying to really fine-tune their programs or ideas to get clarity. And part of that is, you know, connecting with their breath and really connecting to their why, what they want to connect and who they want to connect with to create the content for their business. So it's kind of been this evolving coaching process to really, you know, what I'm helping people do.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. So you have a lot of things going on. How do you have a balanced work-life thing going? How do you balance it all out?
Oh, that's such a good question. And it's one that I have to work on a daily basis. And, you know, and I think that breath and trying to take a moment to find, you know, again, connecting with my why. So often my creative mind and that drive to create, you know, I have about four more ideas that I'm ready to put out in the world, but, you know, there's only one of me. And, you know, just like you, all the things that you're creating, it's hard to stop and just get centered and remember the why. So, for example, I'm, you know, in the middle of launching, you know, different projects and things going on. And, you know, why do I want a successful business? Why do I want to create this? And coming back to, you know, connecting with my family. Like, so much of what I do is to create freedom to spend time with my family and freedom and stability for my family and I to go, you know, live the life I want and to be able to go do yoga. But if I'm not, you know, if I get myself too busy doing all my projects and I'm not there with my kids and, you know, connecting with them, then I'm not truly in line with my why, you know. So even yesterday, with all that I had going on this week, it was my husband's birthday, and so I had to just kind of make that decision to unplug and to be present and go celebrate with my family and be with them, leave my cell phone at home, shut my computers, and really be present in that space with them. And so it, you know, it takes prioritizing, and it takes, you know, making, like I said, really connecting with my why each day and focusing in on what's most important that day.
I love that. Yes, connecting with the why, asking that question every day. I do, for sure. We encourage all entrepreneurs to do the same because you can be a runaway train.
It's thrilling. You know, as you know, it's if that's what you love to do, it's thrilling to create and be out there in the world sharing your message and what you're doing and helping others. But, you know, when we're not connected, then we're not really serving. So it's an important message for me to always remember.
Well, that's wonderful. I am very excited to know you, Andrea Allen, and yogify your business and listen to the leaders. And I look forward to developing our friendship over the coming months and years. So thank you for being with us today.
It was an absolutely pleasure, Hope, and just an honor to be a part of this amazing show. Thank you. And from that highest place inside of me, I salute and I recognize that place inside of you and to all those listening here today. Namaste.
Ah, namaste. Beautiful. You are listening to the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. We are talking to Andrea Allen and Yogify Your Business. Be sure to take a look at this podcast and all the links so that you can check out her companies as well. We will talk to you again next week on the Truly Amazing Women Show. Have a great one. That's it for today's episode of the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. If you're a truly amazing woman or know someone who is, don't hesitate to contact us. Simply log on to www.trulyamazingwomen.com and fill out the proposal form. We've profiled more than 250 women on the site who fit the bill of being truly amazing, and we look forward to honoring more. Who will be our next truly amazing woman? Tune in next week for a new episode on www.incandescentradio.com. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.